big news for Pinky. Finishing a long day's work in the studio at the top of the house, Paul Barber types the last line on the final page, rolls out the yellow sheet, flips it to a stack of manuscripts, and reaches across to press the buzzer, which rings in the library downstairs where his sister Claudia is waiting.
Oh, Mom, Paul's through now. I'll be in the studio. See you later.
And so presently, Paul turns from building up the fire to see the slim and lovely Claudia in the doorway.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Claude. Had half a page to finish.
Have you got a few minutes?
About 20. Will that do? I'm going into town for a dinner meeting. Oh, here. Sit over here. I've been meaning to call you or come over. There, how's that?
Thanks. Fire's nice.
Yes, channel cold. It's hard to get. Well, Penny hasn't been to see me lately. Is she all right? I feel very remiss.
We hardly see her. Nikki says she escapes into work, and I guess that's the answer. She's gone by the time I get up in the morning and usually dines downtown. No dates lately, not since Charlie left.
Hmm.
I think Zenith Bennett made an impression, finally. Took her death to do it. Well, if you're in a hurry, I didn't come to talk about Penny. I hardly know how to tell you this. Is Hank here?
Oh, not yet. He's still at the hospital.
Do you mind if I close the door?
Oh, I'll close it.
Honey, I'm home. Honey.
Mom was down there a minute ago.
Dad, she's around somewhere.
Is it Paul? Is Pinky awake yet?
Well, not that I know of. Haven't seen him, Dad.
I have a compliment for Pinky.
I'm afraid he's coming up here.
What much you can do about
that? Does the boy usually get up to go to work?
Along about dark.
Well, sir, at lunch today, Oh, Claudia. Hello.
Hi, Dad. I got a shock when I saw a professional gardener working in your garden yesterday.
Yeah, that's Mr. Salada. He's a Japanese.
I know. Very polite and efficient, but it wasn't you.
Can't keep up the garden and also run Daniel's factory. Had to find somebody. Well, as I say, I encountered Peggy's employer, Mr. Story, yesterday at lunch. And he volunteered a remark...
Grandmother! Mrs. Pettiman! Hey, I'm leaving now. I'm going to work. Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Peggy, come up here. Compliment for you.
That ought to bring him.
Oh, dear.
Here he comes.
Did somebody say compliment? Hi, everybody.
Come in here, Pinky. I was just saying that Glenn Hunter took me to the club for lunch. Fred Thompson was supposed to join us. Had an emergency, couldn't come. At any rate, Mr. Sears came up to me as we were leaving the dining room and volunteered a compliment. He told me you've written a new advertisement for the hotel, which he thinks is superlatively good.
Yeah, all expense week at Sears Savoy. A new idea, sort of.
Yes, he says it's a first-class idea. And not only that, Paul, Claudia, the man told me that Pinky has done this work without being told. An extracurricular activity at night when things are slack, at home on weekends. Mr. Sears says he hasn't encountered that kind of enterprise since the death of Horatio Alger.
Well, thanks.
Good for you.
Thanks. I've been kind of working right around the clock to try to keep my mind off Greta.
Yes. He also mentioned how pleased he was to find his daughter interested in somebody who had outgrown the beatniks. He has great hopes that you will be able to help Sandra come to her senses eventually.
Yeah, well, I gotta go. Thanks a lot. Great to hear a compliment. See you tomorrow morning. Bye, everybody.
Yes.
Well, there's something we can write to Hazel.
I sent her their mail this afternoon. Hazel has been very worried about this, hoping every day to hear that Hank and Gretzer are married.
Grandfather?
Yes, Pinky?
Grandmother's down here now. Want to tell her the compliment? I'm too modest.
Yes. They're coming. Be right there. Excuse me.
Sure.
I'll see you later, Dad.
Penny! Wait till you hear this. A voluntary compliment for Pinky.
Now, will you close the door? Oh, poor Pink. Even the compliments must hurt. People are always so astonished to hear good news.
Yeah, he weathers the blows, you know. Cliff has some of that quality without the pounding drive to disaster.
That's an interesting phrase. The pounding drive to disaster.
Is it? Well, I'll cool it off and save it.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. Disaster. I got an insight into something this morning that's given me cold chills.
Oh? Well, I better sit down for this.
You really had. Hank and Greta stopped in. Nikki offered them the Sky Ranch for their honeymoon, and they came over to discuss it. Well, you know that picture of Pinky I have on the piano? When he was in the Navy. The Brooklyn Navy art picture?
Oh, sure, sure. Thin, eager face under a white sailor hat.
Well, Hank and Nikki had gone into the study. Greta kept glancing at it and finally held it under the light. Then suddenly she started crying as if her heart would break. Well, it wasn't until she dried her eyes and brightened up and they'd gone that I realized. Oh, Paul.
Hmm?
Paul, this is terrible. And I hate to be the one to say it, but she's still in love with Pinky. Well, don't I get any reaction to news like that?
Honey, it isn't news.
Oh?
I'm sorry. Everybody around here knows it, with one exception.
Who?
Greta.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I'm quite an old fella, Claude. I've learned when it's as bad as this, the wise man lets nature work it out. On the general theory that maybe she knows best.
Miss Greta Stephenson Martin, Captain Hank Murray's fiancée, under great stress, walks over to the Barber family home where she finds the door on the latch.
Hello? May I come in, please?
Yes. Greta? Oh, yes. Glad to see you. Mrs. Barber will be right in. She's in the kitchen. Sit here. Hank isn't home yet. We expect him any moment.
Thank you very much. Or no, perhaps... May I go up and wait in the studio?
Well, surely. Paul is up there. I'll ring the...
Oh, no. In that case, then I'd rather not.
Yeah, Paul won't mind. He's through work for the day. Claudia just left.
I think I would rather not talk to anyone.
Well, then you can run up there to the third floor and go in Hank's room and wait there. Here, there's the buzzer. Paul is free. You don't wish to go? Eh? Anything I can do?
No.
Mrs. Barber, shall I call her? Would you like to talk to her?
No, thank you. Perhaps I would rather just sit here quietly until Hank comes.
Yes. clouding up again.
Is it?
I heard a compliment for Pinky today. Yes, I was at lunch with two of my oldest friends, and Mr. Sears of Sears Savoy, where Pinky works. Well, sir, Mr. Sears came up to me and said, Pinky...
Excuse me.
Huh?
Everybody talks about Pinky all the time, every place I turn. I'm tired of hearing about Pinky. I'm going to marry Hank. Why don't people ever tell me about Hank? Excuse me, I changed my mind. I will wait upstairs.
Yeah. That's all right, Greta. We all understand.
Later, Paul, leaving for town, pauses in the library for a word with Father Barber.
Yes.
And presently, the old gentleman climbs the stairs to the studio, where he finds Greta sitting alone in front of the fire.
Greta, Paul said you wish to see me.
Oh, Father Barber.
Yes. There, my dear.
Oh, I'm sorry I was rude.
Yes.
It's such a mess. Did Uncle Paul tell you what we talked about?
Yes.
Do you think so, too? That I never did get over being in love with Pinky?
It seems a possibility.
When I think of Pinky, I want to help. When I think of Hank, he seems so independent.
Yes, my dear. And what are you going to do about it?
I don't know, Father Barber. I really, truly don't know.
Shall we sit down here together and see if we can work something out?
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 4, Book 134, The Big Question, Gentleman or Cab?